Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, personal use. Here, we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, and more. Glad to have you with us. Let's get started. I want to also encourage you to ask questions through our website. Go to reloans.com, hit the Contact Us tab, and leave your question or comment. We love the feedback that we've been getting. Today's program, we're going to answer questions submitted to us, give you the behind-the-curtain look at what makes your credit score and how to tell where interest rates are trending. Let's answer some of the questions from our last show. First, we have here a question. When the house needs repair and they wish to list it in the reverse mortgage, is the amount granted above the original amount? For example, if you qualify for $250,000 and the repairs cost $15,000, will the total loan be for $265,000? Basically, the answer is yes for the 203K loan. And the same is true with the reverse mortgage if you want to book into the repairs prior to closing. That's a great question. Credit of 640 seems low to qualify for the 203K loan. Has qualification gotten easier? No. Qualifications have not been easier. The score has been that for quite some time for the 203K loan. They know you're kind of trying to make better property with the repairs and so forth, and their credit score is set at a 640 threshold. Next, we have another question here. If I get a 203K loan and the original price of the property is $380,000 and it takes $40,000 of work to repair and appraisal is $450,000, will that be the loan amount or what will be the amount of the loan? Well, if the appraisal is $450,000, that's well above the purchase price and the cost of repairs of $380,000 and $40,000 would be $420,000. So the appraisal of $450,000 really won't help you much. They're still going to look at a final value of the home at the $420,000 level. Just to clear up, is the IRS giving loans? No, the IRS doesn't give loans. What they'll do, they'll allow you to defer your payment, and you'll go on to a payment plan with them. So, for example, if you owe the IRS $4,000 but don't wish to pay them, save your $4,000 and go on an installment program with them. Great questions, everybody. Appreciate your comments and questions, and you can drop those off at our website, reloans.com, and hit our Contact Us tab when you get there. Okay, let's get on to the show, as it says, show me the money, or credit, as the case may be for this show, our credit connection. First of all, what about credit scores and how are they determined? What is your credit score and why is it important? What is bad, good, or great credit? And what is the credit range? Okay, well, let's start from the ground up, I guess. Credit scores range from 300 to 850 based on the FICO score. And FICO is an acronym for Fair Isaac Corporation, which came up with a scoring system. Basically, the credit score is an algorithm of mathematics that looks at different factors, weighs those factors, and then gives a score when comparing those for each individual. They use historical history. They use averages for the population, and they come to a important score as to where you land within that threshold or range. Why is it important, your credit score? Credit score will obviously the first importance would be the economics of it. If I have a great credit score of 780, I can probably get great credit for my next auto, for a mortgage, for other items that I acquire or want to borrow on. And then if I have a credit score of, let's say, 620, and I want to get those same items, chances are I'm going to be paying more for it by a higher interest rate. There's an inverse relationship between your credit score and the rate that you pay, meaning the higher your credit score, the lower the rate, and vice versa. So, and I'll go into more detail with some examples on the economics, but that's one reason that you'd want to have a great score. Another reason would be for just getting a rental. If you're going to go in and get a make an application for an apartment, the landlord's going to run a credit report. Well, if you're tied with somebody else and there's three people that want that rental, your credit score is sitting at 640 and the other guy's is at 750, guess who comes in second? You just have to use prudency with something like that. And the landlord's going to go with the guy with the better credit because he's not going to have as many headaches for collections, so he will think. Also for employment, a lot of people need to have a credit report for employment, particularly if they work in banks or places of that nature. Just to get a security clearance, you need a credit report. And the better your credit, the least likely that you might be compromised in a top secret or some occupation that requires a clearance of sorts. So those are some of the reasons why it's important. But first of all, I don't want anybody to have the credit score define you as a person. You and the lender are the only ones who know the score. The better the score does not mean the better person, okay, or the better that individual is. Life happens. Sometimes we make choices and we have a bigger impact on our life than the FICO score. You might have a medical emergency. You might have something that's come up, maybe a divorce or a death in the family. Maybe it's a long-term hospital stay. These kind of things come up. They might affect your credit depending upon the reserves that you have and how well you can weather that type of storm. But don't let it define you as a person. I've seen the nicest people hardworking folks, and just their credit wasn't that good, but they just didn't know, and they just actually didn't even care. A lot of them just bought everything with cash. They're still great people. And so your credit score should never define you as a person. When's the last time you ever saw a credit score on a tombstone? Okay, nobody's going to care when it's all said and done. So that's my first words of advice as it relates to credit and the score itself. Who warehouses your credit information? Basically, there's three large repositories. They're Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Those are the major three that warehouse the credit and your credit history. Different banks will report to them, and they'll make notes and keep that record amongst them. They're regulated by the Fair Credit Act and the CFPB. So as I was saying, the reporters of your credit, most lenders, credit card companies, auto loans, credit unions, banks, taxing agencies such as the Franchise Tax Board, the IRS, courts, for example, if you had a judgment or something like that, public record. And then collection agencies all make reports to the credit bureaus about your credit. Non-reporting agencies are mostly private parties like landlords. Utility companies rarely ever report your credit. Your phone carrier, water, cable, electric, etc. Those are the ones that don't normally report unless they have to go to a collection. And then the collection agency would report it. The ones that report, like I said, if it goes to collection, it might be a doctor's bill or a hospital bill. If they go to 60 or 90 days late, and they send it to collections for judgments or tax liens, et cetera, they will report it and it'll show up as derogatory credit on the report. As I was saying earlier, the score is really an algorithm That is different for each industry and developed by Fair Isaac Corporation or FICO. What I mean by different industry, you may pull a credit report for an auto loan and have a 720 credit score. And then you pull a credit report for a mortgage encumbrance and your credit score is now 690. Why the difference? Well, different industries have different algorithms that they utilize because they have different predictors for what will and what will not be a good credit risk. And that's why. So if you, and the same's true with the freebies. If you go to Credit Karma, they might have a completely different algorithm and score associated with it as well. So as long as you know what range you're in, they typically will be within 30 to 40 points of one another, but that's why they might be different depending upon what lender you've gone to and what algorithm they're using. What is the credit score to the lender? Quite honestly, the credit score is nothing more than a shortcut and a prediction of how likely you are to repay the debt that they extend or pay back. Remember, the predictors kind of were thrown out the window when people were doing strategic defaults, if you remember that. People had 720 credit scores, really good credit. They got great loans. And while they could make the payment, they decided not to. And that's when we had the credit crisis of 2007, 2008. Just because you were able to make the loan payment didn't mean you were going to. They would still go into default because the value of the home might be $300,000 and the loan is $350,000. Well, they didn't see any way out of it, so they just decided to quit paying and give it back to the lender. So those were strategic defaults and were very poor predictors of how or if they were going to pay. But that's what the score is. It's a shortcut for the lender and for underwriting. They have policies and underwriting guidelines, and that will tell them approximately where they need to be. The score also determines the pricing. Pricing will vary depending upon your credit score within the same lender. So if you have a loan between, or if you have a score between 640 and 680, you're probably going to be paying the highest price. Whereas if you have a score between 680 and 700, that pricing is going to improve and you'll be paying less for that debt. So that's what it tells the lender for the most part. Unfortunately, they don't look much deeper than the score. They're not looking for the story or why it is what it is, but they take a shortcut and use that score for their decision making. Why is it important to have the best score possible? Well, you could save thousands of dollars. That's why. Again, I say that there's an inverse relationship between the credit score and the rate you pay to a point, meaning that it doesn't matter if your credit score is over 7, depending upon the lender, but let's say your credit score is over 760. Well, that's the highest tier that they've got, so anything over that wouldn't save you any money. If you go below that, it might cost you more, but so that there's a certain diminishing returns on your credit report or score. So having a great score is good, but having a perfect score doesn't get you anything extra except bragging rights, perhaps. An example would be, let's say you had an auto loan of $25,000 and 3.25% was the rate for 60 months. Or if you had poor credit, let's say that rate was going to be 6.99% for 60 months. The difference for that is $43 a month on your payments. Not a big deal, perhaps, but over the course of that 60 months, that's $2,574 that you've overpaid just by virtue of your credit report being at a subpar level. Another example would be for a $400,000 home loan. Let's say you had a credit score of 680 versus a credit score of 700. You might have a difference in that 20 basis points difference on your score might cost a 0.25% variance on your interest rate. Well, over 360 months of making the payment, that 0.25% interest rate difference equates to $21,000. So having a good credit score will save you money. Those are the economic reasons. And again, it's important to have a good credit score just if you want to go get a new insurance policy for your home. Your credit, your insurance provider will run a credit report, and they'll also determine risk, not just with your property, but you for moral risk and the risk of making claims. So it might be for a rental application. It might be for employment, security clearances, as we said, just getting a new phone service. If I'm switching between AT&T and Verizon, they're going to run a new credit report, and they're going to see how well did I pay and other factors associated with it. So these are some of the decisions that you make with regards to your credit and why it's important. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we're going to discuss the factors that make up your credit score and the things you can do to make quick improvements. We'll be back in just a minute.
This just in, breaking news from David Brown of American Senior.
Considering a reverse mortgage? Listen. FHA is changing this program October 2nd. FHA is increasing their upfront mortgage insurance premium 4 times the current cost, which means after September, your $200,000 FHA reverse mortgage insurance will increase dramatically. FHA is also reducing the principal limit factors, lowering the amount you can take from your reverse mortgage. If you're age 62, your principal limit is going to reduce from 52.4% to 41%. So if your home is worth $500,000, your available loan amount could drop $57,000. Act now. Call David Brown at American Senior at 686-2321 before this program changes. Get the most out of your reverse mortgage. Call 805-686-2321. American Senior, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law, Mortgage and Lending Act, MNLS number 7147, California number 3413937.
Welcome back to the Credit Connection, where we are discussing your credit scores. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to tell you what are the factors that make up or influence your credit score and how you can improve the credit score quickly. First is your payment history. How have you paid others or paid debts or creditors in the past? This credit history or payment history, if you will, makes up 35% of your total score, approximately a third. Here they're looking for any late payments. How many, how late have you been? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? Do you pay the minimum on time? The only way to fix this is to get the errors or mistakes corrected by the vendor. So let's say, for example, they've reported a 30-day late and you know that you paid it on time and delivered it on time. You would have to go to them and tell them you need to take this off because it's in error and here's your documentation. Now, that doesn't mean you don't owe them a late charge. A late charge usually is after 25 days or if you miss their payment deadline. But if you're more than 30 days past that, they have the right to report it as a 30-day late. So don't equate late charges and days late in the same boat. So anyway, it's 35% of your score and it's your payment history. Not much you can do about that because it's all in the rearview mirror, but you do want to get a copy of your report and fix any errors that exist or any things that your vendor has put on there that's improper. The next is the amounts owed or the utilization of credit, and this makes up 30% of your total score. For example, on credit cards or revolving credit, it's the balance or limit ratio should never exceed 30%. Well, what's the credit ratio or balance ratio? If you have a $10,000 limit on your card and you're using $5,000 of that limit, you're at a 50% ratio. Okay, you want that ratio to be below 30% on every card. Now, this is for your credit score. Okay, I want you to know that that doesn't mean it's always fiscally important or responsible. For example, I get a new credit card offer. It says I'm going to be able to put all my balances on here. It's a $10,000 card, and they're not going to charge me any interest for the next 18 months, 0%. Hey, that's a great deal. But if I put on that $10,000 card, I'd transfer balances of $8,000. I'm now an 80% user, and I've just tanked my credit score, okay? And when I say tanked it, it'll go down maybe 60 points, okay, just on that feature alone. So while it might make economic sense, it doesn't make sense for your credit to do those things. What you want to do is, if I've got another $10,000 card, what I would do, I'd transfer the balance, that $5,000, and I'd put $2,500 on the other card. Now I'm at 25% for each $10,000 card that I have, and my credit score is going to bounce way up there, probably a good 30 points. So these are ways and tricks that you can adjust your credit card balances, and will immediately affect your credit scores. Those are good ways to do it, but it's also, they'll look at the overall balance. So if I've got three cards and all of them combined are over the 50% or collectively over the 30%, it'll ding it as well. So you want to stay at or below 30% on any card that you have, but you can spread it out, and that will improve your score. Secondly, or thirdly here, the length of credit history makes up 15% of your score. When were your accounts opened? And then don't close accounts. If you have, unless you have an annual charge on a credit card, no need to close it. Just cut it up. It'll just sit there and parked, but it'll help your credit score, because it'll add age and length of credit to your report. And that's why you would do that. So they're looking at when how old's the oldest credit that you have reported, and what's the newest credit that you have reported. And the length or the history makes up 15% of your score. Your credit mix or capacity of debts makes up another 10% of your score. Here they're looking at various types of credit and total credit capacity remaining. The mix of cards could be, you know, how many of them are for credit cards, auto loans, student loans, any mortgages that you have. This is the credit mix, or the differences between installment debts, such as an auto loan, versus revolving debts, which is your credit cards and accounts like that. That's 10% of the credit score. The last credit score factor is recent activity, and this makes up 10% as well. Here, they're looking at new credit established within the last 6 to 12 months, the type of credit, and if you're paying off accounts or just taking on more debt. For example, if I'm going in, if I'm shopping for an auto loan, and it sees that I've gone to the Ford dealership, the Chevy dealership, the Dodge dealership, and every one of them's pulling my credit report, it's looking like I'm buying three new cars, not just one. So you need to limit that. And what I typically would do is have a credit report printed and take that in, and not authorize anybody to run a credit report until I'm prepared to make the purchase. And at that time, they would, that way your credit score doesn't go down for inquiries. And that's pretty much what this is relating to, is the inquiries that you have. These factors make up your credit score. As you said, 30% of it was just in the utilization and credit card balances, and that's what you have the most control over for changing your score rapidly, if you will. You're entitled to get a free credit report each year from each reporting company. So TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are each obligated to give you a credit report each year without charge. You can do that. You can go on their website and request that, but it will not have a score associated with it. But it is good to know, and I suggest that you get one each part of the year. So you don't get all of them at once. I would get one at Easter, I'd get one on the 4th of July, and I'd get one at Thanksgiving. And then you've got them all covered, and then just recycle the following year. So that's how you report the accuracy. And when you look at these, look at the accuracy of the data. Did I really live at that address? Did I really work at that company? Do I really have that account? I've got a very common name, David Brown. I can't tell you how many times I get mixed up with other people and other credit reports that aren't mine, whether it be a cell phone or utility. But it's very difficult when you have a very common name or you have others on your credit. So be careful and look over those reports and use them prudently. Also, there's also Credit Karma or LifeLock that lets you know what your scores are and how it's being utilized. Really, the difference there is free versus paid service. Credit Karma is free. LifeLock is a subscription service each and every month. I can't tell you one's better than the other. Credit Karma gives you a good thumbnail sketch. LifeLock, if you are concerned about identity theft and issues of that nature. There's also credit repair companies. Credit repair company cannot guarantee a better score. If they do, they're breaking the law, and I'd stay away from them. They typically cost anywhere from $500 to $4,000, depending upon the nature of your credit, if you're trying to get off an old foreclosure, a bankruptcy, or just trying to tidy it up. There'll be a big difference in the cost associated with it. I have a local company that I've used for my clients that has had some amazing results. I won't put it out here over the air, but if you have a question about it, go to my website and click Contact Us, and I'll give you specifics on that. All this is about credit scores for individuals and consumers. This does not apply if you have a business and you want credit for that business. That credit reporting agency is Dun & Bradstreet. They're the major player in that space for a business. And there you would get a DUNS number and the reporting for that particular company that you wish to obtain credit. Sorry, we're out of time for the week. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com. Click on the Contact Us tab. Leave your comments, questions, and we will get to them for next week's show. Thanks for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, wishing you credit worthiness. Carpe diem, everybody.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSNA.